Welcome to the September Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Thank you so much for joining us and for many of you listening to the recording. My big news of the month is my computer stopped working. So I've been struggling really all month long with getting a new computer and getting all of my systems transferred over to my new computer. So I have been pretty much offline, lots of miscommunications about what we've been doing. My apologies. So my offer to each and every one of you is really one that I hope you take seriously. Give me a call if you have any topics that you would like to have further information about, if you have any questions you'd like to have answered, if you have the need for support of any type or nature, give me a phone call, a personal phone call. While I may not actually answer live, I'll be happy to return the call so that we can have a connection, since we likely have not been able to connect here over the last week or two. My personal phone number, my cell number is 360-789-1658. Again, that's 360-789-1658. Of course, there's also that a toll-free number that is also one that you're most welcome to use, and feel free to do that as well, 877-526-4646. So give me a call. Let me know what's up. We want to be sure that Parkinson's recovery is true to the character of our name, which is providing support to all of you who are journeying down the road to recovery. So please give me a call and let me know how we can provide whatever support you might need. As you know, I've been conducting research on the factors that cause these neurological conditions associated with the Parkinson's diagnosis and the many options that have been successful in addressing those causes for now approximately 20 years. So I have a wealth of information that I can offer. And, of course, the confusing part of the way the research has evolved is there are so many options now that we've been able to identify that help in one way or another. So it can be a bit overwhelming. And I know many of you get to the point where you can't decide which one to pursue. So I'm happy to help. Please give me a call. We can sort through what seems to be happening, and then maybe we can identify several options that might be the best for you to embrace in the moment. What I want to do today is to provide some general overview information about what I would suggest when it comes to defending yourself against the coronavirus. I suspect that we are moving into the peak of the virus, which will likely come in middle or late fall. And so there's going to be more and more distressing news about the number of deaths and the number of people who have infections. There are some basic things that you can do that I want to remind you about. But perhaps most importantly, I just want to underscore the fact that fear is the underlying factor when it comes to neurological conditions. And of course, when you get concerned and worried about this awful virus called the coronavirus, then that instantly instills and activates fear. So please acknowledge the effect of that and realize that in the moment you're safe, you don't need to go into fear, because when you do, your symptoms are going to get significantly worse. So fear's big. And it's going to make symptoms worse again when you are not able to move out of it. Keep in mind that as a member, a big part of what we do here at Parkinson's Recovery is to update the member websites. We have the meditations every single weekday, and the week meditation, which is the longer 25 or 30 minute meditation, sometimes it's shorter, where we cover a number of different topics. And again, the emphasis there is on successful recovery programs, on encouraging you to take the actions that we have discovered really make a difference in helping you to sustain a successful recovery. Now, the member websites, as a reminder, include such kinds of offerings as a quote of the day. So you pop into that quote web page for members, and there's a very brief quote. I select those that I hope you'll find to be, well, interesting and inspirational. And of course, there's the joke page. And okay, what's the purpose of that? Is that just something that's unnecessary or a diversion? No. When you laugh out loud, you produce dopamine. The laughing out loud actually produces more dopamine than can any supplement or any medication. So read the joke. Hopefully you'll think it's funny, and not just laugh inside, but laugh outside. Laugh loudly so everybody in your household can hear you laughing. And again, the benefit is that that produces lots of those delicious hormones, and specifically dopamine. There's also some what I call mind work, and that encourages the coordination of the right and left sides of the body. So be sure to go into there. They're just, you know, 10 minute or so little fun and interesting exercises, oftentimes involving multiplicity of interventions, including, for example, physical tapping as well as mental speaking. So you're using different aspects of your body at the same time. That really makes a big difference in terms of recovery success. There's also the what I call challenges, little problems to solve, little tiny problems. And so the whole point is, you look at it, you may not be able to solve it quickly or at all. It doesn't really matter. Just attempting to think through the solution of the little problem. Some of them are little tricky kinds of problems to solve. That really does make new neural pathways. And of course, if you're having any kind of mental problems with remembering little details, names, facts, tracking yourself, well, that'll really help a great deal. We've, of course, got the radio show page, and the benefit there is that on the regular public Parkinson's Recovery radio show page, there's no categories. But in the member page, I've spent, geez, I guess weeks being able to categorize all the shows. So we're going to make mention of several of those shows that I'm going to recommend that you listen to when it comes to defending yourself against the coronavirus. And, of course, we've got updates from me that I put in as I can and as my computer actually works. So now let me just go through the recommendations that I've got for you on what you can do to strengthen your immune system, which, of course, is the big way that you can be sure that this coronavirus does not cause some serious health problems for you personally. The first recommendation, one that you may or may not have heard or be aware of, is that I aired a radio show interview on March the 15th with Sherry Edwards and her collaborator, and they have both created some frequencies that you can listen to for free every day that will strengthen your immune system and ensure that if in the rare event you do get exposed to the coronavirus, your immune system will be so able then to tackle this infection and not cause some serious health problems for you. Now, how do you figure out how you can access that? It's really very simple for members. So all you have to do is to visit the radio show page, the member radio show page. Now, if any of you are having problems thinking, well, what am I talking about when I'm saying the member websites? Well, if you don't know, be sure to let me know, email me or call me. We want to make sure that you can get in there because those are the ones that I update every single weekday. Now, there on the radio show page, again, that's one of the 11 member websites. There's all the radio shows that I've interviewed over the last 10 years, all the shows. And the also page has the categories for all the shows listed. So if you'll just scroll down on that page, you'll see the category listings, and there are quite a few because we've done so many interviews. And all you'll need to do in order to be able to get the link that you'll need to listen to those sounds will be to look for the category coronavirus. Again, that's coronavirus. You'll see the category listing there on the radio show page. Click on that. That takes you to the actual interview. So you can listen to the interview and understand why listening to the frequencies that they have made available for free will enable you to strengthen your immune system. Something you can do that's interesting, it's soothing, it's relaxing, it gets you out of the state of fear, and again, best of all, it strengthens your immune system. So that's step number one, one that is really enjoyable in all senses of the word. Number two, a little suggestion, which I think is one that will take maybe 15 seconds out of your day or 30 seconds out of your day, is if in fact you take showers, then obviously when you take your shower, you're going to have relatively warm water that you take your shower in. At the end, turn the water off so that you've got a opportunity to get cold water immersion for as long as you can, 5 seconds, 10, 15 seconds. Believe it or not, that actually also stimulates the immune system. It's rather shocking. It's not exactly pleasant, but it actually does succeed. It actually does work. So when you take a shower, hot water, great, soothing, wonderful. Get yourself all clean. And then at the very end, turn off the hot and allow yourself to have an immersion of cold. Now, there's another suggestion that may sound a bit one that you may not be familiar with, but I did an interview with a wonderful inventor and researcher of a natural ingredient that you can use as a mouthwash that actually rids infections in your mouth. It's called Theragel. And on the radio show page, if you look down the categories for mouth health, that interview was conducted in November of 2018. It's a wonderful product. I actually purchased that myself way back when I did the interview. And every time I have a feeling of a little bit of soreness in my mouth or a sore throat, I take it and the next day I'm good to go. And so what it does is it's natural foods that have been formulated into this mouthwash, and it enables you to get rid of all the kinds of infections or bacterial invaders in your mouth. Now, of course, the reason I'm suggesting this is that one of the ways the coronavirus gets into the body is through the mouth. So if you'll just do the mouthwash on a regular basis, I think that will can also make a pretty significant difference. Now, the next kind of a recommendation I have is one that may sound a bit out of range, but it is that if you or any of your family members or any of your friends happen to be infected with this virus and you wind up in a hospital, I'd like to put out a strange caution, and that is beware of being put onto a respirator. So as it turns out, I had this opportunity, and it was really by a flu of all things, to have a conversation, an interview with an inventor of the respirators that are used in hospitals. And what he reported is that in order to be able to eliminate any of the infections or viruses that are contained in the viruses as a result of prior use, you have to use steam, not chemicals. And apparently a lot of the hospitals are using the chemicals to be able to sterilize their respirators, which he indicated to me is not going to do the trick. So in the end, if they're not using steam to sterilize the respirators, according to him, what you may be doing is just creating a worse situation if a person already has the virus. So be sure if you're in a situation where a family member or a friend happens to be in the hospital and they want to put them on a respirator, be very insistent that they cleanse the respirator with steam. Now, they'll probably say they've been approved, and that's what this inventor said. He'd called a number of hospitals and said, you need to clean them with steam. And the hospital said, no, we've got medical approval that these chemicals are doing the trick. And as it turns out, what he's basically saying is that's not true. That you have to use steam in order to be able to cleanse it thoroughly and completely. And I suspect that may be, unfortunately, one of the reasons why some of the people on respirators are not able to make it through and get well. Now, finally, there's a final suggestion that I've had for you, and this is really just in situations where a person has been exposed or a person who has been determined to be positive and may begin to get sick. Now, this is not for everyone, but for persons who are in a situation where they have been infected. There is a technology, it's called Biontology, that has been developed and introduced into the United States in about 2012. And this new technology is a therapy that uses light to trigger and alert the body that an infection is present, and so the body can get to work to be able to address it. They've now, as it turns out, been able to get a marker of the coronavirus. And what this therapy does is it inverts the frequencies that are emitted by the virus. And so because it inverts the frequencies, it alerts the body to exactly what the virus is. One of the reasons why people are not able to recover from it is that the virus sends out conflicting frequencies. So the body gets confused about what's really present there and what needs to happen. So this light therapy is able to clarify for the body what is present and what needs to be attended to. So it's called Biontology. There are not that many practitioners that have the equipment to do the therapy. It's called the Shirin. But there are a number of therapists in the country, and the program has been sent to most of them. So if you are in a situation where somebody has been infected and you'd like to be able to know what to do, give me a call, and we'll see if we can't track down a Biontology practitioner near where you might live, or your friend or your family might live, and make sure that they make aware that that is available as a treatment that may really make a big difference in their ability to recover from this infection. So those are some different kind of ideas I've got for you of what you can do. And I think in the end, although the possibility that you might actually have an infection is pretty rare, I think the good news is that if you get yourself out of fear, that's probably the biggest thing you can do, because the fear is going to create more problems with the symptoms, as I know you are well aware. And when you have more problems with symptoms, then clearly you're going to be feeling so much worse that you'll go into even more fear. So that's a summary of what I'm suggesting you might want to really seriously consider doing for yourself during this very strange and weird and difficult period when we are all pretty much on semi-lockdown, and then a situation where we're dealing with situations we never really realized we'd have to deal with. Well, I'm just checking in to see if we've got any callers. We don't today, and that's not a surprise since we've had some miscommunication about the time in our gathering. So as a reminder, again, give me a phone call or an email. Email is robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com. Let me know how I can help. Let me know how I can support you on your journey down the road to recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. And then again, know that by virtue of the fact that you're a Parkinson's Recovery member, that you are listening to the replays and the programs here that we make available each and every month of members, that you indeed are traveling successfully down the road to recovery. So let me hear from you. Let me know how I can help. We are here for you, and our goal is to have you, as well as many, many more persons, have a successful journey down the road to recovery.